In August, the Coventry Music Museum will turn into something of a theatre. That's because it's turning the original Specials Ghost Town car, which is currently in residence at the museum, into a performance space. Here to explain more is curator and owner of the museum, Pete Chambers. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Hiya, mate. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, I'll tell you what, this sounds really interesting. So exactly what's going on?
Right, well, you put it like that, it does sound interesting, yeah. I mean, obviously, we've got the car there, as you said. Thank you very much for that. And, of course, it's caused a lot of interest. And we thought, well, what else can we do? And I had this mad idea. Wouldn't it be great, you know, because so many people are sort of drawn to this as a focal point in the museum. So it's already a focal point, which is kind of like a stage already. Why don't we see if we can use it as a stage? So we've picked, I think, the right sort of people that can come in there and use it to their advantage and create something very special and very unique. So all the way through August, as you say, we've got all these different people using our ghost town car as a performance space, as you said, quite rightly, and as a stage. So we're really looking forward to it. We've got no idea how it's going to work. You know, obviously we've got the basics there, but, you know, we're quite excited by the whole thing. And, of course, if it works well, then there's no reason why we can't do it again. But let's not run before we can walk, of course.
I tell you what, it is really clever, you know. When I'm thinking back, say, 15 years ago, first time I met you was around that sort of car. We did that thing for TV.
That's right, we did. Yeah, the ghost town car thing, yeah.
Yeah, I saw the clip the other day. That was cool. Now, you've got various acts doing different stuff. Is there one in particular that you're looking forward to?
Oh, well, that would be wrong to say that, wouldn't it? So which one's your favourite child? I'm looking forward to all of them. That's the thing, you see, because they're all unique. Obviously, we've got Nick Nibb, who is our poet in residence, so he's going to do some poetry. And they're all going to do something, you know, new stuff, which is based on the ghost town car. So obviously they're going to do a few bits and pieces that they're known for, I suspect. And then they're all going to do a new piece, which is based on the car. So Nick Nibb, our poet in residence, is going to do some tales from a 61 Vauxhall Cresta. And of course, Dave Goody, who of course is comedic genius with his songs, The Day I Bought a Ghost Town Car, Morocco Dave and his electronic wizardry, Ghost Town Variations, Crocodile Chris Sidwell.
Oh, my mate.
Yeah, of course. I mean, everybody's mate. And he's doing Trains, Pains and Two-Tone Automobile. And, of course, Richard Code, who does his comedy. So we've got a bit of comedy. So we've got music, poetry and comedy all going on in the car. And, big thanks to Steve Kearns for getting the car and sorting it. And Simon Shore is going to do all the video link-up because, obviously, you know, we want to have it so lots of people in the museum can see it. Not everybody's going to be able to sit. Obviously, you know where the space is, so not everybody's going to sit in that space. So we're going to broadcast it to another part of the museum as well, so everybody gets a chance to see it. So it's all quite exciting and all quite futuristic for us. So, we're really looking forward to it, and I hope it all works. I'm sure it will, because all these people, they're all old hands, and they know what they're doing. So. Yeah. Which is somebody, at least.
Great. Now, it runs what? All Saturdays in August?
That's right, yeah. All Saturdays in August. All starts, you know, like our sounding offs, all starts 12 noon. They're only short sets. They're probably, you know, 20 minutes to half an hour. Yeah, because obviously the museum is open as well. So, you know, we have to do this at the same time. So it's a bit of fun, and it's just something very, very different. And as I say, you know, it's we're looking forward to it. And I know all the guys taking part in it are looking forward to it. And, you know, it should be interesting, if nothing else. And we hope people come along to have a listen and a watch.
Sounds great. I tell you what, Pete, it's a great concept, great idea. And all the best with that project. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.